This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, Music to the Ears. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Music is certainly mathematical. Octaves, fifths, thirds, the Western diatonic scale is a mathematician's paradise of interwoven frequencies. But here's a question. Is math musical? The question was brought to my attention by a colleague who'd bumped into a musical arrangement based on the number pi. Pi has long held one of the most prominent positions in all of mathematics. Defined as the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, pi pops up in all sorts of unexpected places. One of the properties of pi is that it's irrational. If we write it down, 3.14159 and so on, it goes on forever without getting stuck in a repeating sequence of digits. Thus, we might ask if we assigned each digit in pi to a key on the piano keyboard, say 1 to middle C, 2 to C sharp, and so on, what would the music sound like? Listen for yourself. The melody corresponds to the digits in pi. Actually, since a piano has 12 notes per octave, not 10, the composer chose to write pi in base 12. That way, each note got its own digit. The rhythm and harmony were the choice of the composer. Here's a jazz version where the composer let pi influence the rhythm and harmony as well as the melody. It's less structured, but still quite musical. So, what is it about pi that leads to such surprising music? Is there some mathematical mystery behind what we hear? In all likelihood, no. Pi isn't random, but we're pretty sure its digits occur randomly in a well-defined sense. That means the melody they give rise to is similarly random. The allure of the music doesn't stem from some deep connection with numbers. Laid bare, pi is quite unremarkable. But while pi is pedestrian, the compositions are beguiling. Simple or complicated, base 10 or base 12, we're moved by what we hear. And it's all thanks to something far more remarkable than pi, the creativity of the human mind. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.